Start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. This Shabbos Haba Leilu L'Teva is known by Yidden as Shabbos Slichus. Well, to be honest, Slichus is the after Shabbos. It's the Chalai that the whole Kriach, the Slicha, comes from Mitzad the Kriach of Shabbos. Therefore we say, B'maitzoi Menucha Davka, Kidam Nuchat Chil. L'chura Ma'alav Kamin, if it's B'maitzoi Wednesday, is the Chalai Slichus, the Kriach of Slichus comes from Shabbos. And therefore, by the way, just Derech Agav, Shabbos Slichus is Gimachia Tshuva B'miluei. It's a time one has to think. It's also gimatria pshat remez drushin sod. It's gimatria pkudi Hashem yishor mesam chaylev. It's gimatria mital shemay mishmane ores. All the brachas come from Shabbos lichus. Befrat this year, to understand what the connection to Shabbos kodesh. Befrat this year, Shabbos lichus is the parshas kisovin. And Chazal tell us, we all know the Gemara at the end of Masechet Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph. Ezra Tikkun the Holy Yisrael, she Yekoyin and Kovel, she Beteriyot Kahanim, Koyin of Atzeres, she Mishatayr, Koyin of Rosh Hashanah, Mataima, Omer Abaye, Vitei Mer Shlaki, she Dei, Kedei She Tichlu, Shana Vigil Yisrael. To finish off the past year with all its curses, start a new year of Birchu Yisrael. And the Tver Shleima famously says, Al Derech on the Shalma Forum Sfoseinu, when it's Bespoinen, Pshat Remez Dushin Sod, in the Soid of Shabbos Lichus, then was able to be mamtik all the dinim. To understand this, let me just start off with a simple word from Rabbi Pinchas Friedman. It's a beautiful word. Everyone knows there's a difference between the Teuchacha, and this read in this week's parasha in Bechukah Yisai, there's 49 klolos, and in this week's parasha, Mishnah Torah, there is 98. And we see there's a difference in Halacha. The Gemara says, Ein mafsik, the Mishnah. You don't divide the Teicha. One person reads the whole thing. Why? Because you don't make a bracha on Puranus. Why don't you make a bracha on Puranus? Says Tosfos B'Shem Yishalmi. Because the Eibusha says Ani Amarti Ibe Deyachib. Sorry. If you can't any din Shivracheni Yivarchu Yirachuni Bonai Al Sorishlev. A Yid can't make a bracha on something which never he feels the pain, since the Abish himself feels the pain from it. El Hecha Ovid, what do you do, says the Gemara? You start from before the klolos, you end after the klolos, as we do. Says the Gemara, Omer Abaye, Lo Yishonu Ela B'klolos Shepetres Kahan. Over in the klolos of Mishnah Torah, why? Because this is Moshe Mipi Atzmai, Moshe Rabbi, Moshe Yochid, and Moshe, the entire Kahan and the Teicha is from the Abish, Mipi Agvuru. In Teres Kahanim is Moshe Mipi Atzmai. If a person says one Uyus in Torah is not from Moshe, the Chrampi Kurs says Toysfus. It means, and the Zoyer says, it means that, that it was said with a different Madrega. It wasn't just the ordinary, the Abish is speaking with no input of Moshe. The Kolos of Mishnah Torah is a Bechina from Moshe, from the Alpi Agvura, from the Abish. But it's coming through colored, so to speak. Mitigated, I don't know what the word is in English, through Moshe Rabbeinu's Bechin. Stell sich the Shaila, Moshe mi pi atzmi omru, right? Moshe sich the Rayim hem. Moshe says, vim ayin, Bechin o mi zifri. Moshe never took all Yisrael. How did Moshe Rabbeinu give all of these clothes to all Yisrael? Explains the Zohar HaKodesh, as explained by the Ramak and all the Gedolim and Kabbalah, there are two types of dinim, Rachmanu L'Islam. There's a din kosher, and it's called din rafia. A severe, unbearable, and that's the cholos derchen in Teres Kahanim is bipia gvura. Moshe alein is bevchinas tif eres rachamim. So the teicha in parash Kisavai is already mitigated, right? How? The famous Tshuvas Haradvaz in Chelik Beis in Tovshin Samartes, where he was asked, why is it that in the Teicha, after the terrible Teicha, it ends with Psukim of the Chom, Zachati is Brisi Yankov, Av is Brisi Avram, Vahoretz Esker, Vahavkam Zoyit, Biyosim, 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 Psukim of the Chom. In the Kolos of Bishadur, there's no Nechom afterwards. Says the Radvaz, the reason is because every Pasuk in the Teicha is full of the Shem Avai. I mean, literally every pasuk. The Galaturim says 26 times you find in the Teicha the Shem Avaya. Shem Avaya, the Shem of Rachmim, so it's already mitigated through that. Okay, we'll talk about it in a minute. You find this idea of a Dina Kosher and Dina Rafia on Rosh Hashanah. We know that even in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah is the one yontif that's always 2 days yontif. Why is it 2 days yontif? Because even in Eretz Yisrael, Gufa, no one knew. The Shulchan couldn't reach. Aber in Kabbalah, the Arizal, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Dina Kosher, and the second day is Dina Rafian. The Arizal says, everyone knows, someone who doesn't cry in Rosh Hashanah is the Shmosik Beguma. And the moment you cry is the moment, something in this Eder, is a moment that you're being judged. So if you're lucky, you're judged on the second day, which is Dina Rafian. Mitigated Dina. If you get the first day, it's Dina Kosher, this is Nishkit. Right? Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that there'll come a time with Lebiya Teicha. He already had, again, he said, Parshas L'Kukuyisai. So he wanted to mitigate the dinah, which should be dinah rafi. And therefore, he said it, Mipi Atzmei, in other words, Mipchi is Bechina. And therefore, in the second Teicha, in this week's Parsha, it says you're allowed to divide, you're allowed to make a brach on it. You're allowed to say, Baruch Atah Avaya, again, to bring another brach. Now, let me ask you, how many times does it say the Shem Avaya in the Teicha? You say 26, because you learned the Balatur. Yeah? The Rekeach makes a Cheshbin, right? Yeah? That the Balaturim, then quote the Balaturim, obviously, right? The Rekeach from the Balatur, right? Time of the Ramban. He says there are actually 775 words in this week's Teich. If you count it up, you have nothing to do, you're bored. Late at night, you can't sleep. Instead of counting sheep, count up the words in the Teich, right? And you'll see that after the whole Teicha, right, with this Taka 26 times Shem Avaya, there's one pasuk. Eile divrei abris asher tziva Hashem es Moshe lichris es b'Yisrael b'eret Moav v'lvad abris asher goros itam b'chayv. Hello? You only get, my dear friend, count it. Teich v'timtzah, no science. You only find 775 words in the Teicha if you count that last pasuk. And it says Havaya in that last pasuk also. Kum Tois according to the Rikeach. How many times does Shem Havaya appear in Teicha? 27. What is 27? No. 27 times Shem Havaya. Okay, hello. I said this like 100 times. 26. Hello. 26 times Shem Havaya is Gimatria Rois. Right? There's actually a vort from Shem. Mr. Polar is brought in. The Merinoyim is brought in. The Sfarim HaKadoshim. The Chido brings it. The Sefer Yitzchak Tehillim. The Rabbois Ro'ois Sadik. Ro'ois is 676. Gefährliche Teicha. Right? Umichulam Yatzilenu Havai. If not for the Shem Havai that Advas said, we'd be doomed. Right? The 676. In other words, Havaya times Havaya, in other words, 26 times Shem Havaya in the Teicha is what? Rois. Right? You should also know just that Agav, that 676 is, we'll understand this only later, is also Begimatria Adoin Al Kol HaMaisim. That whatever happened even appeared to be Rois, or but the Abish is Adoin Kol HaMaisim, which is also be matched to the Melo said until in Kuis Yeshua's as Kuis, by the way, is matched to keep Dinam. Over Kuis Yeshua's as how? Uveshem Hashem Ekra. Uveshem Hashem Ekra is also Gematria 676. Which is also be Gematria Rachim Arachamenu Nuhum Hashem. Right? Which is also be Gematria Hatsur Tam Mimpoli. Sur. Yeah? In other words, there's Gefrelich Dinam. One second. I knew you were going to ask that. One second. At Tomim Pa'oloi is Gematria 676. Hello. It is. I worked it out, everything, in longhand. Right? In other words, there's an Eibishter, and there's Gefer L'chadinim, but when you put the Eibishter in the equation, Umichulim Yatanavai, the Yechain Pe'er from the Bedina Rov, this is also a Meridic word, if there's 26, like L'shitas HaBalaturim, that there's 26 times 26 Shem Havaya in this week's parasha. So the 26 Gufa is also a Shem Havaya. So anyway you count it, whether about like the Balaturim or like the Rikeach, you have 27. And my dear friend on my left says, what is 27 times Shem Avaya 26, Shabbos. Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is mamtik, the din koshen, the din rafi. As everybody knows, the Minnesota famous means, Shabbos is gimatria, kasha, and rafi. And therefore, we say in those of Davin Nusuf Sfarad, in Rosa de Shabbos, the chol din, chol shultone rugzin, umore de dino. Shultone rugzin, anger, wrath, umore de dinim, are misabrimino, they disappear on Shabbos. Ask the Minnesota also why the double expression. Shultone rugza, that's dina kashin. Mori, the dina is dina rafi. And both of which disappear when it comes to Shabbos in order that tichl shana v'kalisa. By the way, how many days are there in Elul, last time I counted? Always. Why the 29 days in Elul? How many hours in a day? 24, last time I counted. How much is 24 times 29? 696, which is gematria? Tzaris. Hello? Yeah? The whole idea of El al-Sachona to Rosh Hashanah is to be mamtik to Tzaris. Al-Derech, the B'yazov, the Pasuk says, B'ritzoyis Hashem darke ish kam oivav yashlimim. B'ritzoyis is, same thing as Tzaris, that a person has to turn over the Tzaris into something positive. And that's why also you remember there's a guy called Bilam who features in this week's Parashah Rami Ovid Ovid, the Gilgul, hello. Yeah, and he's told by Lecha Orali Esa Amazah. Ora stands for El Rosh Hashanah, S is El Tishrei. He wanted to mevatel the Koyach, it says Megalamukas. He wanted to mevatel the Koyach of Yidin to mehapich the Dinim, the severity, right? How do I know there's two types of Dinim? It's a possible. Bereishis Bar Elikim. Elikim is Midas Hadin. Oh, but later it says, "B'yom asoyz havaya likim eretz l'shamoyim." The Eivish Tesoras Rashi says he b'schil al mashav livri as oilim midasadin. He saw the world can't exist, right? Therefore, he was mishatif with it midas harachm. It's not pshat as the Shalom famously says. The Chassid Shalom, the Eivish got it wrong. I mean, like the plan A didn't work out there. Pshat is there's a oilim hamachshova where there's pure din. And the oilam of Havaya came where it's the sheet of Amidah Sarach. Tzadikim, where the Gemara said in Yevam is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktim, the tzadikim with Huta Saira, they're judged with Dina Kosher. Ordinary folk, the oilam, in order that we should exist, we need Dina Rafi. So it's brought in all this form of Akdash. Therefore, Bereishis, scramble the letters, you get the word, the Baal Turim says, Echad B'Tishrei. Right? Echad B'Tishrei, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Dina Kosher, Shver Dina. Right? Therefore, why do we read what's Kriya Satayra first day Rosh Hashanah? What? Vashem Poker Asora. Who is the name of the child born from Sora? Vashem Poker Asora called Yitzchak. Yitzchak is what? Din. Gur. What do we read the second day? Akedah. That Avram, Midas Achesed, is told to be Uykit, to bind Yitzchak Midas Adin, by Yelchushleim Yachtov, by Yemelai Ovi. Yitzchak wants to become a Chesed wants to become Yitzchak. Vayelchus Shteim Yachtov. They go together, and they're mamtik dina kosher dina rafi. That's also the story. I have no time to elaborate. I'm not even going to say the share I wanted to say on Tkiyas, which Tkiyas is the Eibush that goes to meet the Kisei Adin to meet the Rachmim. There are two types of Tkiyas. Tkiyas the Miyushuv and Tkiyas the Meumid. What's the difference between the two? But. Because everyone knows the Gemara Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph. One pasuk says Moshe is va'eshe bahar. He sat. One says another pasuk Anoichi amadati bahar. Hakeitzad. Principle is koshes miyushiv rako is meumen. Easy things you stand. Difficult things you sit. Therefore, the first 30 koilers is dina kosher. Therefore, it's called kiyat miyushiv. You have to sit. You know, I mean, it's bechinufin, right? Afterwards, you have. Yeah. Therefore, I understand Bereishis, in a nutshell, is the Oisius at the Baal Turim Yore Shabbos, because Shabbos, as we said before, has the Koya, it's Shabbos, Gimachia, Kosha, and Rafia. Shabbos has the power to be Mamtik Ol Shveridinim. Oh, that's why if the whole idea of Shofar is to be Mamtik Dinim, on Shabbos, you don't have to blow, because Shabbos Gufa, Tuzuf. Right? Therefore, we say, when the Gemara says, when we hear the Kol Shofar, so what does the Ebrisher say? There's three expressions. He's Mismal Aleim Rachamim, A. B. Umerachim Aleim. The Hoifech Aleim Midas Hadin L'Rachim. All three, why three expressions? Everyone knows the famous Vort from Shalach HaKadosh. Shofar, Shin, Vav, Pei, Reish. Shin is Keneged severity. Didim, how do you know? Hello, Earth, anyone out there? Like, wait. Shin, 300, is Gimachia Likim, which is Midas Adin, the Miliyud, the highest Miliyud. Yeah? Pei Vav, you're not going to be a genius. Gimachia Likim. Hello, yeah. And Reish, Elikim, Biribuye, Aleph, Aleph Lamed, Aleph Lamed Kei, Aleph Lamed Kei Yud, Aleph Lamed Kei Yud Mem, is 200. So Shofar is 300, Shin, Pei Vav, and Reish. There's three dinim. The idea of Kiyas Shofar is to mamtik these three types of dinim, right? Where do you see this by Shabbos? When you say Vayechulu, how many times does the name Elokim appear in Vayechulu? Take a guess. I'm cooking in three. Can you hug me five? Vayechal Elokim v'yom ha'shvi, Vayevorech Elokim v'yom ha'shvi, V'yichol malach, asher asher, V'yichol malach, asher bara Elokim. Three times. Hello? How many times do you say the Shema, right after you say the Bracha? How many Shema Vayis do you say in the Bracha after Vayichulu? Baruch Ata Avaya, very pretty. Baruch Ata Avaya, Baruch Ata Avaya, Mekadosh Shabbos. Three. The idea of Kiddush, right, is to be Mamtik. The Shema Vayis should be, by the way, how did your Kiddush start? In mindless at least. Yoyim Hashisha, Vechol Shemayim, the Ramah brings it, yeah? Yoyim Hashisha, Vechulu Hashemayim, whatever, yeah, hello? Is ask a competent Orthodox rabbi. But the Rambam says in Shulchan Aruch, why do you start Yom Hashishi Vayechul Hashemayim? What does Friday got to do with it? You want to bring down the Shem Havai? By the way, since it's three times Shem Havai, Mamtik, how many Su'udis do you have on Shabbos? Three. You're complicated people. I'm a simple Jew. Hello? How do you know there are three suddas in Shabbos? Because the Pasuk, Ichlu, Hayoim, Ki Shabbos, Hayoim, 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 hello? Three Hayoims. Hayoim always refers to, Atam Tam Hayoim, Kulchem, the Zoyer, Hayoim, Vezatu, Rosh Hashanah. The same thing, Rosh Hashanah, we're Mamtik Dinim, so to every Shabbos, we're Mamtik Dinim. Okay, that's a household. So I see that Amtokas Adinim is always connected to what? Shabbos. And therefore, it's also connected, Parshas Kisovoi, which is also connected, by the way, to Shabbos. Kisovoi el Ha'oret, says the Mechayim, Ha'oret, with a langer tzaddik, right? Is Gimatria Shabbos Kodesh. Right? By the way, it's also Mesugul, as I said, Achona for Slichas, because Tova is Gimatria Sukabel Berachmo Verotzin, Est Filoseinu. Work it out. Hello, you got my drift? Rosh Tevis, obviously. Not being much, even I can tell you that, right? Rosh Tevis, Uskabel Tavoy, Uskabel Barachm of Rosh Tfiloseinu, Shabbos is the time when the Ebrish hears the Tfilos, a thousand different Ramosim, right? What is the connection here to Shabbos? Let's start simply, Poshit. I have no time to elaborate anything here, but let me just give you an idea. I never get to the core of what I want to say, because I always get sidetracked with other things. The Nekuda, I can write a sefer on this. It's much, Yisuid, and this applies to Shabbos Lichus, it applies to Rosh Hashanah, it applies to Shabbos Shuva, it applies to Yom Kippur, it applies to Sukkot, to Shmiyat Seres. There's an idea, which is Sforim Akdashim. Imagine a Chosin Kal, getting married. How do you get married? First, mezetzach, you gotta see each other. Also, on the kind of yirin. That's chuyidish el. Melech basoda, the Ebrisher sort of, we get to know the Ebrisher. Right? Pak shupona, yasminacha vayavak, it's getting to know each other. The chosin kala, the Ebrisher. Comes Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the kiddushin. The betrothal. Do you want to get married? Like the ringu. Hello? When does that happen? That's the avoid of Tamlichuni Aleichem at Yishuv. Therefore, the night of Rosh Hashanah is called in Kabbalah Dormita Dezo, everything is asleep. The Eibishter popped the question, as they say in America, right? There's no answer yet. Therefore, Zayin of Rosh Hashanah is a moyru dik muuyim dik nights. And the Eibishter and the everything, the whole Bria is waiting for the answer. The answer comes by Kiyah Shofar. Even the willing to be mamluk, the Eibishter, take the Eibishter. Then the Eibishter, as opposed to many people in the United Synagogues, doesn't believe in a long engagement. You have a serious mitzvah, get your act together, get your chuso, get your, right? Comes Yom Kippur, B'yayim Chatzon Nosei, B'yayim Chatzon Liber, the Marantainis, that is Yom Kippur. What do you do after you get married? Sheva Brachos. If you have 7 days of Sukkis, which is the chuppas chasana, I can spend hours each one of these. You know? That's Sheva Brachas until you come to Shmini Atzeres, which Mandi Yosef and Malkul Lechodoyik about the boy Shol Vyovle Shmini Atzeres. For those who know, is the most dahibin a day in Tishrei, and then you could ask really the chosid and kallah alone, the photographer, the videographer, the zoomographer, the shvigar. Everyone's got home, and Tilly from Southport, everyone disappeared, and now the chosid and kallah are alone. Therefore, Shmini Atzeres, you can now get what you want. Right? You could get what you want. Now, if you elchi daven shmini atzeres, well, why? What's going on here? What is Rosh Hashanah about? Let's go start from the beginning. What happened on Rosh Hashanah? So, last 2 weeks ago, I spoke about Tamtia. I wrote up the shir afterwards. I have like a billion pages just on this nekuda, but I have no time to elaborate. Rosh Hashanah is the day of famous Ran and Rosh Hashanah when Adam Rishon was created and he sinned, right? Sarcha, he went to Din, and ever since then, Rosh Hashanah is a Din, and the Eibush had Rachmanis on him, and the Eibush had Kach Aldut Tibanech. What happened to Adam Rishon? By the way, he was expelled from Gan Eden, but according to most sources, that Shabbos he was allowed to stay in Gan Eden. So Shabbos was mamlis, that like, are you going to stop punishing people on me, Shabbos? That last Shabbos he was able to stay. But ever since Vayigoresh is Adam, we've been expelled from Gan Eden. A bit of finter goals. 2,000 of years running around without coming home. The whole purpose of life is to go back to Gan Eden, go back to Utopia. The Malachim should be Tzoylin Le'Bosor and Masanin Le'Yayin. Go back to. Did I tell you? I told you this already. Where's the first time you ever hear Kiyah Shofar? First Kiyah Shofar in human history. Didn't tell you this? No. You're about 2,440 years too late, my dear sweet holy friend. Cesar Flamel Kluger and the same Moiridi, it's like awesome, awesome, awesome. Cesar Flamel Kluger, after the Chet Etzadas, it says, Vayishma Odom, what he heard, the Kol Elikim, Mitoy Chagan. The Kol Elikim, Mishalech, the Ruach Hayoim. What was this Kol Elikim to wake up Adam from his Tardema, from his Shlof? The Kol Shayf, the Uri Yishena Bishinas. I said this to you. I didn't say this to you. Ever since then, says the Holy Jikavir and the Noyim, whenever you blow the Shayfer, not some boss of Adam, some Shmerel standing there blowing, I mean Elchid, but blowing the Shayfer. There's Havaya the Kol Shayfer. The Shayfer is actually being blown through the Ruach Hashem, who's working through the Sosayim of the Baal Tekeh and Yerushal. But who's blowing the Shayfer? It's the Eibishter, and the Eibishter is telling me Shlofnisht. Malchonirdom, right? And Vayishma is called Mishalech Bagan the Ruach. What day was that? Hashanah. The Eibusha keeps tired. He blew the first Shofar. And ever since he's blowing Shofar with us. Kol is, I said this to you already. The Zerakoidish, the Rapshitzer says, Kol, the Regel Smolos from the Kuf is the lowest letter of the alphabet, the Lamed is the highest letter, the Vav is the Chibur, Bavav and Tiskater. Through Shofar, you could attach the lowest to reach the highest. Right? The whole idea of Rosh Hashanah comes from what? The Tikkun, the whole Tishrei, comes from the Tikkun of the Chet Eitz Hadas, in a nutshell. Right? What is the Yesuid of Eitz Hadas? Chazal throw the book at Adam Rishon, every sin in the book. Right? Yeah? Then the pasuk says, Rashi brings it. When the Eibishter said to Adam, why did you do this? What does Adam Rishon tell him? The wife had fatrit a cup, she's a cup, you know that? Say Chazal, Rashi brings it, he was a kofi toiv. I gave you a wife, an ezer kenegdoi. You're telling me you're blaming the wife, it's a kofi toiv. Does Adam Rishon got enough things on his head to blame him for it. He mechorev a ganze welt, right? But not only that, now he was a min and a this and that, he was also a kofi toiv. Is the chalai is ezer kenegdoi. When is it ezer? Zacha ezer, lo zacha kenegdoi. If he feels that chav is a kenegdoi, is right, he wasn't zoicha. Before the chet ezer, why wasn't he zoicha? Because it was a kofi toiv. The shayrish of all of Yiddishkeit is a person has to be makir the toiva of the apish. Everything you have comes from the Rabbeinu, right? A person who's kofui toiv, that's why we connected to love and harami. And the whole yisoid of bikurim, says the Vrachinuch, all the svarim toivim is hakoras hatoiv, that everything comes from the Abish. That's the purpose of. That's why the Chazal say the whole world was created for the mitzvah of bikurim. A chotzi dinner worth of stuff, and everyone puts it up. My rat, the whole world. Because the whole, I'm doing a tzar tili tilos is a peru, to be makir, the toiva. And therefore, when you say to the kohen, you got to, right? That says Rashi, I'm not a kofui toiv. Right? You could have said, mechuyev, I am makir toiva. I'm not a kofui toiv. By the way, when the mission Bikurim wants to speak about how does the mitzvah of Bikurim work, you go l'teich sodeyu and you find a te'eno shebichra, the kairachal of Gemi, and Gemi is Rosh Hashem, Gedei L'mas Hashem, etc., etc., etc. And you, what kind of fruit could you bring for Shivas for Bikurim? Shivas Aminim. Why did Chazal of all Shivas Aminim pick Dafka te'eno? Because Rabbi Nechemiah, Gemara and Brachas, Rashi brings. What was the Chet Eitz Hadas, for which Bikurim is the Hakaras HaToy, the opposite of the Kfir Toy of Adam Arishin, Te'ina. Vayachgur Alei Te'ina, Vyatum Chagayris, that which they sinned with, they were Masakin with. You with me? Okay, back to square one. That's why it's connected to Mitzrayim here. Mitzrayim, Mapari was a Kofi Toy, Lovin was a Kofi Toy, right? That's all, in other words, to realize that in everything, even in negative things, right, there's always the Rabbeinu Shalom there. Right? That is the Soyd of Bikur. That is the Soyd of Shabbos. Shabbos is the day when we serve the Eibishter with love, as we described, that we have Bifchinas Ben, not Bifchinas Eved, right? And therefore, the Soyd of Slichus, of coming back to Rosh Hashanah, going back to Gan Eden, finding Bechilus Lichapara, starts with Shabbos. Let me bring you another Bechina. It's the same idea, but it's a bit deeper. You remember I've told you like 1,000 times, without a Guzmir, famous story of Chaim Sonnenfeld, when he moved to Eretz Yisrael, eventually became a Talmud of the Maral Diskin, sort of a bris. And one day he had a lung pneumonia, a terrible lung problem, and the doctor saw this otter. And the family ran to the Maral Diskin, Shlod Diskin, and he told them they should add a name. So usually when a person is ill, you add a name, Chaim, where his name was Chaim. So the Maril Diskin said, call him what?
Yosef
Chaim. Then his name was changed from Chaim Donfeld to Yosef Chaim. A few days, got out of the hospital, miraculous recovery. A few days later, the Chpurim, mamish by Hanetzach Chama, he's there by the door of his Rebbe, those magnificent Mishalechons. He was there by the door of his Rebbe, Maril Diskin, bringing a beautiful Shalechmanis. Frektim azoy free, like mamish a crack, like the first minute I'll be Alacha. His Rebbe, it's your fault. Chaim Sonnenfeld was a Yedua, a book in Gimatiros. So you were the one who advised my name should be changed to Yosef Chaim, right? Yosef Chaim is Gimatria 224, which is Gimatria Zoris. Okay. The moral of the story, I always tell people, I said this like 1,000 times, you want to be Yosef Chaim, of Rosh Hashanah is like Mi Yichya, et cetera, where, be a Zoris. Zrizus is very central to acquiring a good din on Rosh Hashanah. By the way, Zoris 224, hello, is also Gimatria Derech, as any Kabbalist in class 101 will know, that Derech, Hanoisin Bayom Derech, is the name of connected to Elul. Well, I'm not going down, there's no time. Trust me, right? The whole Avoid of Elul is the Indian of Derech, which is the Indian of Zeriz. Why is that? Basically, where do you bring? I have no time to. I said this 100 times anyway. Where, this is Mashiach. Where do you bring your Bikurim to? Your Trumas, your Maestris, you can bring anywhere. Bring it to Haifa, right? The Bikurim have to be brought to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Yerushalayim, etc., etc., and it's given to the Kohen. Which Kohen? Ashi Yibi Yomahim, not the Kohen for 300 years ago. You're Mechuyev Al Pi Halacha to give it to Kohen who's alive then. Shkoyach, you're like the Ramban asking. Hello? What you have him, you're not. Yeah? Hello? Yeah? The whole idea of Kahanim, the idea of it bringing that to me, you have to see it grow. And why is there a smichus? And the parsh you say it says Amalek. What's the reason? Bichias Amalek to Bikurim, etc., etc., etc. So the answer we said many times is, who brought death into the world? Adam HaRishon. And Misa is connected not only like in the finality of it, his yashnus, his daknus. You become old and tired and decrepit. Nothing turns you on anymore. You're like an old man, like you're just sitting there like a glump, you know, like a whatever. That all is a chelek from Misa. Right? The idea of Rosh Hashanah, Vayipach, Ba'apov, Nishmas Chayim, is a new life, a new neshama, a rananus, a chayus. Right? Therefore, where do you go to Rosh Hashanah, which is a new beginning? The Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash is the Evan Hashasiyah. Shemisham Hushus Kol Olam, which is Bechinas Reishis in Mokim, beginning in space, which is gathered the Gan Eden, we said before, in this world, right? What? My dear, sweet, holy brother. Oy, my dear. Bikurim we're talking about here. I'm sorry. Rosh Hashanah says in Svarim HaKadoshim Faket, you don't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash because the Bechina from Beis HaMikdash comes to you. Which is the reason, the Minig Yisrael and Kama Kilo Kadosh Yisrael is the Chazan starts HaMelech, not from the Bima, but he starts from the Amid, he starts from, why? To show that the HaMelech, the Spashtus, the Beis HaMikdash, Rosh Hashanah, you don't need Aliyah L'Regel, he comes to you. Whatever. But Rosh Hashanah is in Zman, what Beis HaMikdash is in Mokim. And therefore you'll know, the Yishalmi says, man didomi bereshaita, if a person sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, it's not a good thing. Where else are you not allowed to sleep in this world? Beis HaMikdash. Hello? The Mishnah in what do you call it again? Whatever. The Mishnah says that if the they saw a koyin on Mishmarto sleeping, they take the torch and burn his clothes. Because where does sleep come from? It's Echad Misamach. Mimisa, right? David HaMelech, who's the Gilgul, the Tikkun of Adam HaRishon, didn't sleep only Kishina Sus. Right? Why? Because what was David HaMelech saying to them? He praises those who are Oindim Beveis Hashem Balelis. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash is, I've discussed many times, why do you wear shoes? Why do you say sell every shoes separate man from the cursed earth, which was cursed? Arur HaDoma Bavarecha. They will up when a person is sitting shiva, then you remove the shoes. No, if I can't, you've been cursed. In the Beis HaMikdash, why are you not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash with a minnow, with a sandal? Why? Because Beis HaMikdash is Admas Kodesh. Why? Because it says, Kisham Tziva Vayez Abrocha Chayim Ad Oilam. Beis HaMikdash is, this Haritzion is the source of all bracha, of life. Therefore, you don't sleep on Rosh Hashanah, you don't sleep in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore, where did the play in Pasuk? Pasuk says in Tehillim, have to start. Whatever, we say Mizrach Shalem Shabbos, Shabbos again. The Shainim V'rananim Yu. Right, where does that start? No. Oh, you knew him, the Seva. The Shainim V'rananim Yu, right? On Shabbos, hello? Yeah? The Shainim V'rananim Yu is Gimachi Beis HaMikdash, Gimachi Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, a person becomes frish. Remember Yanki Levinu? Vayishka V'makimu? He wakes up and he says, Ochein. The Abish of Akhir Hashem Bakamu, Vanuich Iliadite. He says, Rashi Iliadati lo Yashanti. Is the Chayan Amokim Kodesh? You don't sleep. And it was called Manoira Hamokim. What do we call these days, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Yomim? Same idea, Noir Day, the presence of the Abish. Therefore, since a person's neshama is mispasha in his kinyonim, can you do it? It's because of that times. The Te'eno Shebichro has in it the Nitzutzis, which are the Zrizim in the fruit world, the first fruits that came, whatever. So it's Bechinas Reishis. So therefore, we see about Te'eno Shebichro, that's the Tikkun of the Kilkul of Adam HaRishon. Who do you bring the who do you donate your Bikurim to? Kohler Meir Balanes, Atzalo, Dafke the Koyin, because Kehanim are Bechinas Zrizim. Right? Connected, they do the avodah of Reich Hashem Yitzir. Right. And therefore, the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is what? Ur Yishein and Mishinaschem. Therefore, how do you say slichus? The expression of the children is mashkimim l'slichus. You got to dafka say slichus early. You have to get up. In Bell's Dominic was, they would dafka go to sleep to get up. They need to get up. Of Ur Yishein and Mishinaschem. Right? And therefore, we start up in Meitzoy Menucha, dafka Shabbos, because Shabbos is in of Ava, of Bonim, of Zrizus. Right? The Chinas Reishis. You say, everything is getting up. Usually on Mr. Shabbos, what do? You have Lav Malka. Why Lav Malka? Because everyone knows it's Etzim Luz. With the only Etzim that didn't sin was the Nifkam in the Chet Eitz Adas Kedua. Right? And therefore, Lav Malka is the Iker of Shabbos, Bevchinas 8 after whatever. And therefore, Tchias HaMesim will take place from the Etzem Luz. Therefore, Mr. Shabbos, you speak with Eliyahu Novi and Mashiach and Geula, all of whom was not Shoilet Misa. And that is why we connect Kisavi to the end of Kiseite. Kiseite is Amalek. Who is the opposite of life and Rananus and Ischachus and Islavos, whatever? Amalek is Asher Kor. Krirus, whatever. Who does Amalek attack? Vayezonev b'cha? Nechasholim, the schleppers. The Shevetan, Paltosia Onan, the guys at the end of the queue. The Targum Unklu says, Hanechasholim, the Misacharin, the schleppers, latecomers, right? Don is the Ma'asiv Cholamachnes, right? The people Atzlus, and Atzlus be said offer. Ashakorcha Baderach, Baderach Canal, yeah? The opposite of Zrizus. Whatever. And therefore, by Amalek is punished what? V'acharis, he's racious going, v'haltach racious in L'umazeh. Over acharisoy ade oivet. Acharisoy ade oivet is gimatria kadesh liko b'chor. How do you get rid of Amalek? Dafka by kadesh liko b'chor, the beginning, bikurim. Therefore, it's a, who is the, where is the, where place? Is the opposite of Amalek, Yerushalayim, place of bracha. Shom tiva v'yisabrocha, zrizus. Therefore it says, uvasa l'akoyin ashe yeh b'yom ha'heim, which is gimachi, v'yishiv yisogu ochra, kol soin eitzin, which is Amalek. You don't believe me, 1,184. Right? And therefore, akoyin ashe yeh b'yom ha'heim is gimachi, ma'asim chol ha'machnas. Right? So that's the idea of, in a nutshell, of Rosh Hashanah, we go back to Gan Eden. We have to be chadish yameinu kekedem, kesamecha yitzircha, began eden mikedem. Therefore, we blow the shofar. Shofar is b'chin as bina, b'chin of tshuva. So what do you do? When else do you blow the shofar? Yovel. The whole dinam of shofar we learn from Yovel. What is Yovel v'shav v'lachuzal? So you go back home. Rosh Hashanah ayid is toyim gan eden. And therefore, it says in Sfarim HaKadoshim that havot, bringing bikurim is a poil demyoni to mezaris the gula. It says, v'hine hevesi es reishis. Which is gimachi of Ahoya Yehu Yitaka B'Shefer Gadol Kisave Yala Oretz gimachi Eis Lechenena Kiva Moyed. And you know the Achris, we think about Achris Amalek, Achris, right? Tsaris, yeah. It's also connected with this Mem test. There's 49 Masoyes in the Midbar. Rebbeis with this. For the last step, the last was what? The Achris, which we're in now. Vayachnu Ba'arvois Moyev Al Yardin Yerech. That's the last. We're waiting for Yerecha. Yerecha is Mashiach. Arichav Yeres Hashem. Moyev is Gimatria 49. Right? And this is a period in life of terrible calls. Right? The Lepostik, Vayachnu Barvis Moyev, Al Yardin Yerecha, right? Is Gimatria Tichlishon of the Kilizel. That's how we get rid of all the past, through the Zrizu, through Akaras HaToyu, through an Ava, right? Through Re'im Venasi. Re'im is Milashon Reyus. That the Abishi becomes your friend. So to speak, right? And you go to a, I hate to be cruel, but I once saw somewhere a vort. I don't think it's a Jewish vort, actually. If you want everything in the future to be just as it was in the past, then keep on doing the things you were doing in the past. But I don't think anybody who lived through this past year wants to have a repetition of this past year, right? You want the tich l'shon v'kil yisrael. So you got to do something new. So everyone is like, Mismal, Zichlin, Veruya, Dim, etc., etc. I spoke a few weeks ago, the idea of Elul is im oyre rachmin for other Yidin, for the Eibishter, for the Shechina, for yourself, for your neshama, whatever. To go with a bit of a, go into Simchus with a bit of a, with the slavus, with a slicha. To know that you have, right, in the Eibishter Helfen Taka, this coming year, Tov Shin Pei Beis, is Gimatria Asam Gevulek Sholem, with Gimatria Yosim Lecha Sholem, David HaMelech said in Tillim, like Omulski Echya, Va'asaper Maisekov, Va'asaper Maisekov, Gimatria Tov Shin Pei Beis, David HaMelech, we should all have Sodin Gluyim, Betoy Vanir Vanir. One second. It's got out, 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 it's got out